Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Nearly 80 Alaska tribes are calling on the Biden administration to retain decades-old protections for 28 million acres of land scattered across large swaths of Alaska, reports the Anchorage Daily News. The administration is conducting an environmental review to weigh the impacts of potentially opening some or all of the land to future uses that include mining. The protections were created in the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, putting the lands off limits to uses such as mineral, oil, and gas extraction. The lands include vast swaths overseen by the Bureau of Land Management in western Alaska, such as the Western Interior, Seward Peninsula, and Bristol Bay regions, as well as in south central Alaska and in eastern Alaska. Some of Alaska's elected leaders support opening the land, including Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy and U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Doyon, an Alaska Native corporation and the state's largest landowner, also supports opening the land. The tribes sent a letter last month urging Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to keep the protections in place, according to a prepared statement from the Bering Sea Interior Tribal Commission, which represents 38 of the tribes from western Alaska and the interior. The tribes say the land should remain free of development to protect the caribou, salmon, and other wildlife they depend on for food, according to their letter. They say climate change is raising new uncertainties about the health of the animals. Frank Kachetag, vice chair of the Bering Sea Interior Tribal Commission, said in an interview that people are worried that opening the lands will lead to new mining efforts, creating new pressures that could hurt subsistence stocks. Along with the tribes, conservation groups, including Salmon State, have called for the keeping of protections in place, according to comments made as part of the environmental review. The administration of former President Donald Trump took steps to open the lands in the administration's final days. Public land orders in many cases came several years after the BLM had recommended lifting the restrictions. The Bureau of Land Management is expected to release a draft environmental review soon, opening the door for public comment and a final recommendation. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor issued new guidance about discussions of gender identity in public schools in a letter last week to educators and parents across the state. Taylor has reinterpreted a statute requiring public schools to notify parents in advance of any content involving human reproduction or sexual matters, saying the statute also extends to discussions of gender identity. The interpretation also comes as Taylor issued letters to Alaska's librarians, warning that allowing access to certain books to children about things like gender identity or abuse could result in criminal charges. It's the season of gratitude and giving, and Juneau area food banks say they're relatively well-stocked headed into the holidays, reports KTOO in Juneau. Just last weekend, the Caring is Sharing food drive collected more than 19,000 pounds of food for families and individuals in need, according to Southeast Alaska Food Bank manager Chris Schapp. Still, Schapp said different organizations have different needs in terms of food and ingredients they're looking for, and the demand remains high. He said there are many factors at play when it comes to food insecurity in Juneau, like the rising cost of food combined with the lack of affordable housing. Ongoing issues with the state's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, are also contributing. Since last year, thousands of Alaskans have faced long waits for the State Division of Public Assistance to approve their SNAP benefits. Last month, the division said it was still working through about 8,500 applications. Schapp said they distributed more than 581,000 pounds of food last year through their public pantry and their 33-member agencies in Juneau and other nearby communities. "We're actually on pace now to exceed that number," said Schapp. The Southeast Alaska Food Bank is looking to expand next year with a new 5,000-square-foot warehouse. Schapp said the new facility will allow them to buy bulk loads of food at cheaper prices and get more aid to partners serving other communities in the region. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.